Penguin Random House Audio presents Gods of Jade and Shadow by Silvia Moreno Garcia. Read for you by Yetta Gottesman. Para mis abuelas, Goyita y Rosa, otros mundos, otros sueños. But what the lords wished was that they should not discover their names. Popo Vuh. Translated into English by Delia Goetz and Sylvanus Griswold Morley, from the work by Adrian Resino. Chapter 1. Some people are born under a lucky star, while others have their misfortune telegraphed by the position of the planets. Cassiopeia Thun, named after a constellation, was born under the most rotten star imaginable in the firmament. She was 18, penniless, and had grown up in Ukumil, a drab town where mule-drawn railcars stopped twice a week and the sun scorched out dreams. She was reasonable enough to recognize that many other young women lived in equally drab, equally small towns. However, she doubted that many other young women had to endure the living hell that was her daily life in Grandfather Cirilo Leyva's house. Cirilo was a bitter man, with more poison in his shriveled body than was in the stinger of a white scorpion. Cassiopeia attended to him. She served his meals, ironed his clothes, and combed his sparse hair. When the old brute, who still had enough strength to beat her over the head with his cane when it pleased him, was not yelling for his grandchild.